The grace of Jesus be yours this day. Amen. The theme for this week is the theme which you recited in Psalm 95. Today, if you would hear His voice, do not harden your heart. As you will recall, Psalm 95 referred to a particular time in which hardening of heart was indeed characteristic of the people of Israel. As in the day of Massa in the wilderness, went on the psalmist, when your fathers tested me and tried me, though they had seen my work. As we approach the Lenten season, a note of repentance comes into the air. And I would like that to be our theme as we read of that story of the hardening of heart of the people of Israel at Massa and Meribah, which is quoted for us in Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. Then all the congregation of the sons of Israel journeyed by stages from the wilderness of Shin, according to the command of the Lord, and they camped at Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said to them, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord? The people thirsted there for water, and they grumbled against Moses and said, why now have you brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do to this people? A little more and they will stone me. Then the Lord said to Moses, pass before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand your staff with which you struck the Nile and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock of Horeb, and you shall strike the rock and water will come out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And Moses named the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarrel of the sons of Israel and because they had tested the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Is the Lord among us or not? That is always the question of doubt which lies rooted in every stiff neck and hardening of heart. A forgetting of the wonderful works of God, which come to us not after we assert them, but before we even know them, which meet us as grace, as word for us. To forget them, to pass them by lightly, to disparage them, is to become stiff-necked and hardened of heart. It is to ask the question, is God among us or is He not? It is to put God to the test. And to put God to the test apart from the works which He had done. It is not thereby by accident alone that this story of this testing of the people of Israel at Massah and Meribah when they thirsted and Moses struck the rock became part of a litany of recitations which the children of Israel would recite over and over again. We have a couple of those recitations in the Old Testament. In Psalm 78, for example, this incident at Massah and Meribah is recounted along with many other works of God, many other stiff-necked and hardenings of heart, recounted in order to show that over and over again the people of Israel had forgotten God's works only to be met once more by God's forgiving grace. We have another such litany and recounting of hardenings of hearts and God's continuing forgiving works in chapter 9 of Nehemiah. And this is set, interestingly enough, explicitly in a context of repentance. Now on the 24th month, day of this month, the sons of Israel assembled with fasting and sackcloth and with dirt upon them. And they stood in their place, and they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth of the day, and another fourth they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. In a midst of repentance, they recounted the wonderful works of God. Is the Lord among us, or is He not? It is interesting that when the Bible asks this question, or when this question is asked of God, there is no yes or no answer given, but rather a recounting of God's works. To ask the question, or to have the question asked for you, is the Lord among us or is He not, is a question which calls for faith. Not for the simple yes and no. For in the recounting of God's gracious works, that yes will be given. The yes that God is among you, for you, in His works, which He has done. Is the Lord among us? Repent of your sins, and the forgiveness which Christ wrought on the cross of Calvary is yours. Do you ask, is God among us? Look to the suffering servant and his stripes. For they are stripes which are your stripes. Is God among us? He died for you. That is to say that God and His works are as present as we are. He is our Lord and our God and our Savior. Is God among us? Repent of your sins. With a steadfast eye on Good Friday and Easter, for there is the sure sign of His constant, perpetual, gracious, forgiving presence. In this set your hope. In this set your faith, in this set your courage. Amen.